Okay, we're on daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. We'll go back to the two dots of Lobet Havas She'ein Aleha Chosem, because we're right in the middle of there. We'll just go back to it. So the Mishnah had said that a woman cannot wear a ring that does not have a signet on it. If she wears a ring without a signet, it's a gzera d'rabbanon. So the Gemara infers Hayesh Aleha Chosem, but if it did have a signet, then Chayevis, then she'd be Chayev. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah says that beferish later on Sikha Samach Beis. So Alma, so we see, Lav Tachshidhu, that a ring with a signet is not considered a Tachshid. Because if it's a Tachshid, then it would only be Asim Midrabana. By virtue of the fact that it's not a Tachshid, then it's considered a Masui, and then she'd be Chayev Mida Oraisa. For a minute, but I'll bring you a Stira for a Mishnah in Kalim. Because it says over there in Kalim, Tachshidei Nashim, the Tachshid, the jewelry of women. Tameim, all jewelry of women can become Tamei. The Eluhein Takshite Nashim. And these are the Takshite Nashim. Katlos, the chokers that we spoke about yesterday, Nizamim, earrings, Vitabos, and regular rings, Vitabos, and these rings, Bein Shiesh Oleha Chosem, whether they have a signet, or Bein Shein Oleha Chosem, or whether they don't have a signet. So you see from here, and then the Mishnah ends off, Vinizme'af, and also nose ring. Also nose rings. So you see from here that the list of what Tachshit and Nashim are, they include both a ring with a signet and a ring without a signet. But our Mishnah seems to infer that a ring with a signet would not be a Tachshit. So it's a Stira. So the Gemara answers, V'amr b'zeiru lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, Rav Nechemia, ha, Rabbanon. Our Mishnah is Rav Nechemia. Rav Nechemia is going to hold in a moment that you always follow whenever you're deciding whether or not a ring is Tomei or not, you follow the signet. So since in our Mishnah you follow the signet is something that is not, the signet is something that a woman does not ever wear, because she doesn't deal with documents, and she doesn't ever have to sign anything. So since she doesn't ever wear a signet, it's considered a masoi, and here in this Mishnah, in our Mishnah, in Shabbos, it would be carrying midoraisa. But the Mishnah in Kalim goes according to the opinion of the Rabbanon. The opinion of the Rabbanon hold that no, we follow the ring itself. And therefore, the ring itself is considered a tachshit, even if it has a signet. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, we're just going to elaborate now on the Shita from Nechemia. He shel mateches, if the ring was made out of metal, the chosma shel almog, and the signet was made out of some kind of wood, it's expensive wood, then tameya, because the ring is made out of metal. He shall almo, but if the ring is made out of wood, v'chosma shall mateches, but the signet is made out of metal, then tahora, then the ring is tahor. Why? Because the almog is wood, and we have a rule that pshutei kli eitz, wood that does not have a container, that does not have a base kibble, is not makabel tuma. So a ring made out of wood doesn't have a base kibble, so it's not makabel tuma. The fact that the tachshit, that the signet, is made out of metal, that's irrelevant, because he follows the ring. From the Chemi Matameh, from the Chemi says, no, that ring is Tomei as well, because he goes after the signet, and the signet's made out of metal, and the metal can be Mekabal Toma. Shahir Ibn Chemi Omer B'Tabas, when it comes to a ring, Holech Acher Chosma, you follow the signet.
Does he hold the other way around also? The signet is what?
I think he does. I'm not sure.
Right,
so I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. I was wondering. I'm not sure.
Probably more common. You have a wood ring and a metal.
I don't know. I don't know what the, I don't know how common. I don't know. I don't know what the metzias of almog is, and I don't know what they would. Probably, I agree with you. Probably, the signets are probably made out of metal. That way, they would last. They wouldn't get worn out. But I don't know. Ba'ol, if you have a yoke, then holich achar samlonov. You go after the pegs. So the yoke was basically two bars of metal that would hold the head in place, and those bars would be connected with two wooden pegs. It looked like a box. It looked like a square. So one to two opposing ends of the square were metal, and the other two were the pegs, which were made out of wood. So again, he held, you go after the wood. You always go after the item that supports the main item. Bekalov, with a display case. They have some kind of display case Rashi explains when the stores would show off the merchandise. Halach acha mas merosav. You go after the nails that are stuck into the display board where the wares would hang. Though, if those things could be makabel tumah, then the whole item would become tameh. Besulam, with a ladder, when it comes to a ladder. Holech achar shilivosov. You follow the rungs. Ba'arsi, with a scale. Holech achar shal shilosov. You follow the chains. So these are the scale was a piece of a stick, and on both sides of the stick would be another like wooden or metal little pieces of metal, and hanging down from that would be chains, and on the end of the chains would be the actual scale itself. It's a balance scale. So he holds. You follow those chains. Those chains are the ikur. The chacham omrim, the chacham argued all that, and they say no. Hakol holech achar hamayned. Everything always follows the base. So in the case of the ring, you go after the ring. In the case of the yoke, you go after the yoke itself. In the case of the display case, you go after the display case. In the case of the ladder, you go after the ladder. In the case of the scale, you go after the base of the scale itself. But anyway, that answers the stira. So our Mishnah goes like Rav Nechemia. He holds you always follow the signet. So since a woman never wears one, it's considered carrying, and it's also made daraisa. And the Mishnah in Kalim follows the opinion of the Rabbanon, that they hold you go after the ring itself, and therefore it's considered a tachshit.
Why don't they
do
the same thing about the Shabbos and Shabbos?
We're going to get to that answer. That's going to be the third answer. Rava Amar. Rava has answer number two. Answer number two is, let's dadim katani. He says that the Mishnah in Kalim you have to break up. It doesn't contradict what we said here. And he reads it as follows. That the first part of the Mishnah says that the following items are takshite noshim. And then when it gets to the rings, you have to add in some words. Yesho leha chosem, if it has a signet, then it's a takshit to ish. Then it's a takshit for a person, for a man. Eina leha chosem, if it doesn't have a signet, then takshit to isha. So again, he gets out of it by saying you have to just change that price, the change the Mishnah in Kalim a drop to reflect the fact that it's true. A chosim of a man, a ring with a chosim would be daraisa even according to that Mishnah, because the ring with the chosim over there is talking about a ring for men. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answered, this is what Seth had said, Tuma a Shabbos karamis. You're comparing Tuma with Shabbos? They're unrelated issues. Tuma, when it comes to Tuma, Kli Maisa Amar Rachmana. All the Torah cares about when it comes to Tuma is that it should be a Kli Maisa, a finished product. The Kli Hu, and this is a Kli. The ring with a Chosem is considered a Kli. So that's it. It's considered a Kli. And again, even according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, you have to break up the Mishnah. Following items are Takshit Einoshim, and then it lists them. And then when it gets to the ring, the Mishnah is switching gears, and the Mishnah is letting you know that these are called Kalim, not necessarily Takshitim, they're called Kalim, because it's a finished product. Shabbos, the whole issue of Shabbos is Mishum Masoi, it's because of a burden. So, Amar Rachmana, that's what the Torah doesn't allow. The Torah doesn't allow you to carry a burden. So, Ein Oleh HaChosem, if the ring doesn't have a Chosem, then Takshit. That is considered a takshit. That's only us and midrabanan, because maybe she'll take it off to show her friends. Yesh aleha chosem. If it does have a takshit, then masoi. Then it's considered a burden. It's not a stira to the Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim is talking about Tumah. It's unrelated to Shabbos. Fine. The Mishnah had said v'lo b'machat she'ena nekuva, that a woman cannot wear a needle that doesn't have a hole in it. So the Gemara adds, Lamai Chazia, what could you do with such a needle? Rashi says, Lamai Chazia la Takshit. How can this ever be considered a Takshit? Well, it's a needle. What are you doing with this needle? So Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Hoel v'isha ogeres bos saira. A woman will use this needle, Tosa Machlokes Rashi tells us what this means. Rashi says that sometimes if a woman's hair becomes exposed, so she'll take the needle, she'll wrap the hair around the needle, and then tuck it under her covering. That's what Rashi says. Tosva says that she'll use the needle to fasten the head covering. That's what she'll do it for. This is during the week. So it has a function. It has a function. So Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said, for Tehevei Kibiris, if that's true, what you're saying, let it be like a biris. A biris is a garter, which it's some kind of circular some kind of circular, almost like a bracelet, which holds up the stockings. And as Rashi points out, there's no chashash that a woman's going to take that off to show her friends, because she's not going to undo her stockings in public. It's a lack of tznius. She's not going to do that in public, so there's no issue of ever taking it off. So therefore, you're allowed to wear it. There's no. It's not a matzah because it's something bottled to the clothes, and it's not a problem of gzeiro shemosh will take it off because she's not going to do that in public. So too over here, she's not going to take this off in public. So why can't she wear it? And not only that, tahora, that this biris, this word tahora is a big machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that it's letting you know incidentally that, by the way, a biris is tahor. It can't be makabel tumah because it's not a kli in itself. We had this already earlier. It's like the secondary part of a kli, the rings of an item, the rings of which we said was not makabel tumah because it's not a main kli. It's only a secondary kli. Anyway, vetishtri, and it should be mutter to wear such a. It should be mutter to wear such an item on Shabbos. So the Gemara takes it back and says, "Eli, you're right. Ella Tirgamor of Adin Arsha, Kameder of Yosef, that Rav Adin Arsha explained in front of Rav Yosef, Hoel v'isha cholekes basaira, a woman will use this needle to part her hair." Okay. So then the Gemara asked, "B'Shabbos l'may chazia, on Shabbos, what are you doing that for?" So according to Rashi, Rashi says, what does that mean? Rashi says that on Shabbos, the Rashi is right, a little further down. Rashi says, "B'Shabbos l'may chazia," about five lines before the Mishnah starts, he says, "Hare Shabbos eina cholekes saira." On Shabbos, no women do that. So according to Rashi, since no women do that, why is she wearing it in her hair? So Amar Rava answers, Tas shel zav yesh lo al rosha, that the this needle has some kind of golden piece of gold at the edge of at the end of this needle, and it's a decoration. So bichol, during the week, cholekes basaira, she uses the needle to part her hair. B'Shabbos, and on Shabbos, menichta kineged pedachta, she leaves that piece of gold out in her on the front of her hair, and it's a decoration. Tosfos has major problems with Rashi's pshat. Tosfos says, why can't a woman part her hair with a needle on Shabbos? It's not a comb. It's not going to certainly pull out hairs. It's only maybe, yeah, maybe no. It's no different than a finger, which we had said earlier, it's only a darvish enum eschavein. Maybe yes, maybe hairs will come out, and it should be mutter. So what's Rashi talking about? That you don't comb your hair on Shabbos with a needle. Why not? So Tosfos says that the whole question was that the second lamai chazia is the tasana tachshit. Is using it to part your hair? So that's not a tachshit. So therefore, the Gemara answers no, because it has a gold piece next to it, and the gold piece is a tachshit. Okay. That finishes that. We're up to the new Mishnah. There's a handout regarding this new Mishnah, if anybody's interested. It's just a picture of a shoe that we're going to be talking about now for the next amud and a half. The next amud and a half is going to be discussing one shoe, which the Rosh incidentally says we do not know what the shoe really, even though there's a picture of it, he says that the shoe does not exist today. It's really a sandal, it's not really a shoe. Nobody really makes sandals this way. And the sandal will not. There's no halacha l'maisa relevant to this sandal. It's not brought down in the mechaber. It's not brought down in the rift. It's not brought down in the base. It's not brought down anywhere. It's just Torah. It's not going to be cleats, because we're going to see in Amud Beis that if you add leather to the shoe, then you're going to remove it from the status of a sandal. Sandal and shoes are not the same thing, and only a sandal applies, and not leather. But it has nails on the bottom. That's the whole issue. Anyway, the Mishnah says, "Lo yaitzei ish b'sandal hamesumer." A person can't go out with a sandal hamesumer. A sandal hamesumer is a sandal, as the diagram shows, with nails at the bottom of the sandal. And there's going to be a whole talk why this can't be worn on Shabbos. "V'lo b'yachid," and a person cannot go out with one shoe, only one shoe on one foot. "Bizman she'ein raglo maka," if his foot does not have a maka, if his foot does not have a wound. The Gemara will discuss which foot has the wound that you're allowed to wear one shoe. Is it the foot with the wound, or the foot without the wound? That's tomorrow. Why can't you go out with one shoe on Shabbos? So Rashi brings two reasons. First of all, he quotes the Yerushalmi that says that people will think, it's Marasayin, people will think you're carrying the other shoe. That's one reason. The second reason is, Rashi quotes from his Rebbeim, that if you wear one shoe, people are going to laugh at you because you're only wearing one shoe. It's something very unusual. People will make fun of you, you'll get embarrassed, and you'll remove the shoe that you're wearing to be uniform, and then you'll come to carry the shoe in Rosh Hashanah. Those are the two reasons. V'lo b'tfilin, and you cannot wear tfilin on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to explain later, even if you hold that tfilin is his man for Shabbos, you still can't wear it. V'lo b'kameya, and you can't wear an amulet on Shabbos. B'zman she'eno min ha-mumcha, as long as the amulet, if the amulet is not a mumcha. Well, the Gemara is going to have a huge discussion tomorrow, whether it's a mumcha for the amulet itself, a mumcha for the writer of the amulet. But if it's a mumcha, then you can, and if it's not a mumcha, you can't. V'lo b'shiryon, a person can't go out with armor. V'lo b'kasda, not with a helmet. V'lo b'magafayim, he can't go out with armor boots. V'im yatzen, if he did, ein achayev chatas. All these are not midaraisa, they're only asim midarabanan. The war is because we don't, I think the Gemara is going to say later, that we don't want people thinking you're going to war on Shabbos. There's no inherent problem of wearing it's a helmet. We don't want people thinking you're going to war. Okay, so the Mishnah says, sandal hamasumer my timer. Why can't somebody wear a sandal hamasumer on Shabbos? A sandal with nails sticking out of the bottom on Shabbos. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, shilfei ha-gzeira hayu. These were people that ran away because there was a gzeira about not learning Torah and not keeping mitzvahs. V'hayu nechbo'in b'marwa. And they were hiding in a cave. V'amru, and they said, they made a rule. Hanichnas yichnas. If somebody wants to come into the cave and stay with us, that's not a problem. But v'hayotzi al yetzi. Once you're in, you can't leave. Because when you're going into the cave, you can make sure that you're going in and nobody's watching you. But when you leave, you can't know if anybody's watching you or not. So if you leave, you might, maybe some Roman soldier's going to see, and you're going to expose us all. So once you're in, you can't leave. That was the rule. Ne'apach sandolo shel echad mehen. One of the sandals of one of the people inside was turned around backwards. And what happened was, the footprint of the sandal looked like it was going out. Because he wore the sandal backwards. Kisavurin hein echad mehen yatsa. So they thought that he was leaving, that he left. And now they exposed the whole cave. Viro'uhu oivim, and the enemy's going to see. The Akshav born Olehen, and now the enemy's going to come, and it's going to be over for them. So dachgu zebazeh, there was mass confusion inside the cave. There was a huge dachgu zebazeh. They were pushing each other. V'hargu zeezeh, and they killed each other. Yoser mimash hargu behem oivim, more than they would have died had the enemies actually gotten them. That's the story. Tosfos says that the sandal that caused the whole problem was a sandal hamasumer. And not only that, they hurt each other because they were all wearing the sandal, which is a dangerous sandal. Rabbi Eloi ben Elazar Omer, he says, Bimara hayu, they were in the cave, Yosher, they were sitting in the cave, Vishamu kol me'agabi hamara, and they heard voices on top of the mara, Kisavurin hayu shebo aleihem oivim, and they thought that, oh, this is the end. Dach guzeh bazeh, similar story, v'har guzeh azeh, and they killed each other, Yonzeh yimash har gubahen oivim. Rabbi Yecheskel says, the Beis HaKnesses hayu yoshven, they were once in a shul, the Shomu kol me'achor Beis HaKnesses, and they heard voices, they heard noise from behind the shul, kisavurin hayu, they feared, they thought, kishabo aleim oivim, that the enemies were coming, dach guzeh bazeh, they pushed each other, v'har guzeh zeh, and they killed each other, yosir ma'asha har gubahen oivim, more than they would have died had the enemies actually gotten them. Tosfos says that the call, the voice, was not the voice of people, but it was the voice of the Sagal Hamasumer banging on the stone. They made the noise that it was clanging on the stone. Anyway, Ba'osa Shah at that time, Amru, they said, Al Yeti Adam B'Sagal Hamasumer. A person should not wear a Sagal Hamasumer. So the Sfasema says that all three stories really happened. It's not that they're different versions of one story. It could be all three stories happened, and they must have happened right next to each other. All three stories are very sad, very sad stories. So they will go, is there no more Sandal HaMasomer? So the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if this is the reason why they made the Gzeira, so B'chol Nami Litzar, so let them ask her during the week as well. So the Gemara answers, no. Maisa Ki Hava B'Shabbos Hava. The story happened on Shabbos. So therefore what? What kind of reason is that? So two reasons. First of all, the Ridva and the Ran say that the reason that since it happened on Shabbos, we don't want to remind anybody of it on Shabbos. We don't want anyone to have additional tzar on Shabbos. Shabbos is a yom of oneg and simcha, so we don't want anyone to feel bad. So we don't want anyone to wear it to remind them of the sadness. The Taz says that there's a halacha in benching, that there's a minhag when you're benching, you should cover the knife. The knife should not be exposed while you're benching. Remove it from the table or cover it. And the Mechaber says you should only do that during the week. On Shabbos, you don't have to cover the knife. So the Taz says, what's the reason for that minhag? So there's two reasons. The first reason is because a knife, a table is domuf to a shulchan, and a knife is usually made out of metal, and we know that there cannot be metal on metal is generally something which shortens a person's life. The mizbeach is something which lengthens the person's life. The two don't go together. So at least for benching, when you're not, you don't need the knife during benching because you're not cutting any food when you're benching. At least for during benching, get rid of it to recognize that your shulchan is just like a mizbeach, and we don't want metal on the table. No, but a knife. But the reason why you couldn't use a metal was because a knife is like the purpose of metal is really to make swords and to make weapons out of it. That was anti the mizbeach. You should have a knife off the table. Then the mafarshim bring out a second reason, because there was once a story with a person who was benching, and when he got to Boni Yerushalayim, he was so upset that there was no Yerushalayim that he took the knife from the table and he stabbed himself. So they made a gzeira, we don't want anyone doing this again. No more knives. So the Taz says it must be that story also happened during the week. And you see, there is a precedent for keeping the gzeira limited to when it happened. So that's why on Shabbos you could have the knife out. The Bnei Avraham said they should cover it anyway, even for the first reason. But at least for the second reason, so you see from over here, the gzeira was only on Shabbos, because that's when it happened. Fine. So the Gemara says, so have a biyantuf lishteri. So let somebody wear a sandal hamasumer on yontif. So if the gzeira only happened on Shabbos, so what about yontif? Alama tanan. Why does the Mishnah say in Beya that mishalchid kalim biyantuf? You're allowed to send presence on Yontif if they're going to be used on Tzarech Yontif. So you could send, what could you send? You could send clothing, Beit Tefurin, Beit She'enon Tefurin. Whether they're sewn, whether they're complete garments, or even if they're not complete, you could still send them, even if they're not Tefurin. Rashi says, because you could still get some use out of it somehow. But, Avalo Sandal HaMasumer, you can't send the Sandal HaMasumer, Velo Minol She'enon Tefurin. You can't send shoes that are not complete, because these two items have no use at all. What can somebody do with unused shoes? Nothing. And what could somebody do with a Sandal HaMasumer? Nothing, because they can't be worn. So you see here that they can't be worn on Yontif either. So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. Shabbos, my taima. Why can't they be worn on Shabbos? The ikya kinufya. Because on Shabbos there's gatherings. People gather together to daven, they come to shul. So that was the time, and just like there was a gathering in the cave, so too, only when there's gatherings it's a problem. So biyantif nami ikya kinufya. And on Yontif also there's gatherings. People come to shul, they get together on Yontif. So on Yontif, and so Shabbos and Yontif are very similar. So the Gemara asks, so Tainas Tzibur Ika Kinufya. So on a Tainas Tzibur, people get together also, they come to Shul to Davin Litzer. So let's oscillate on Tainas Tziburim as well. So the Gemara answers, no. Maisa Kihavi Bikinufya Di Isura. When they got together, the gathering in that story was regarding Isser, meaning that there was an Isser Malacha on that day. So on any day when there's a gathering for Isser Malacha, that's when the Gzeira applies, of not wearing a Tadal HaMasumer. But Hacha kinufi de teiruhu. On a fast day, you're allowed to do malacha. So it's not the same. Vafilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. And even like the sheet of Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, who holds, the Amr who says, Lo osu ela biyardin ubisvino ubamaisa shahaya. That once there was a story where they were transporting mechatos, which is very precious. They were transporting the water of Paraduma on a boat, and it was on the Yardin. And when it was on the boat, on the Yardin, they noticed that there was a piece of nevela, a piece of a dead Sheretz on the boat, and it was matama the whole mechatos. So after that, it was a huge loss. So they made a gzera, no more transporting mechatos through water or boats anywhere. But Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva said, well, let's not get so crazy. He said the only thing you can't do is you can't go in the Yarden and you can't go on a boat. That's what the Ma'aseh Shehoyah was. And Rashi points out, according to the others, you can't swim with it, you can't go on a bridge with it, no water. No water anywhere and no boats anywhere, only by land, to get rid of that gzeira. But even according to him, who limits gzeiros to the actual situation that caused the gzeira, even according to him, hani mili yardain. He only focuses on the yardain. He only asked the yardain, but the shiny mishar naharos, because no one will confuse the yardain for another river. Everybody knows what river you're on. Nobody would make such a confusion. Avo Yomta for Shabbos, ki hadadi ninu, Yomta and Shabbos are very similar. Ditnan, ein bein Shabbos liyomtav, ala ochel nefesh bilvad. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yomtav except for ochel nefesh. Tosos points out, that's really Beishamai. Beis Hillel holds that we have a principle of mitoch. Once you can do something for ochel nefesh, you can do it for any reason you can carry. But Tosfos says, but nevertheless, they're still very similar. And besides the mitoch, they're still exactly the same. They're very, very, very similar. And we could see that even according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, he would compare the two.
Why not limit it only to a cave?
So I guess even he wouldn't have been so. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Till the bottom of the page, it's all going to discuss the sandal hamasumer. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo shanu el lechazek. The only time that a sandal hamasumer is usher, if you put nails in the shoe, in the sandal, to be mechazek it, to give it strength, to bind it together. Aval lenoi, but if you're wearing the sandals for decoration, then mutter, then it's mutter. The kama lenoi, so how many sandals can be on the sandal and it's considered lenoi? So it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chamesh, he said five. Us chamesh bezev, five on each sandal. Where are the five? Two in the front, two in the back, and then one in the. Oh, we're going to see in a minute. Rabbi Chanina Omar sheva bezev. He said seven on each one. If you have more than that, then already it's not decoration. Amalei Rav Yochanan Rav Shaman Bar Abba Az Barolah. I'll explain to you where these are. Ludidi, according to me, that holds five. It's shtayim mikan, two in the front of the sandal by the toes. Two in the back by the heel, the achas betar siyosav, and one at the spot where the strap is connected to the sandal. Even though that, right, where the strap is connected, it's really in the picture, it's in the center. That's where the fifth one is. Rabbi Chanina, and according to Rabbi Chanina, it's gimel mikan, the achas tar siyosav. Three in the front, three in the back, and one in the center where the strap is fastened. Because the whole reason, it's all based on the gzeira. It's all based on the story. And since by the story, they only wore it for through mechazek, that's the only gzeira. We're going to limit the gzeira a lot in this next page. Nothing to do with hotzah. It's only because we don't, according to the Ritva and the Ryan, we don't want to remind you about sad things on Shabbos. And that was a sad story. It's going to remind you about it. It's going to make you sad on Shabbos. We don't want you to be sad on Shabbos. That's why during the week, it's not a problem. Meishvei, we have a brisa that says as follows. Sandal hanote, if you have a sandal that is uneven, one side of the shoe, one side of the underneath of the sandal has more support than the other, so it's uneven. So the Gemara says, osin lo sheva. You're allowed to stick in seven nails to balance it out. Divi Reb Nosson. That Reb Nosson says, that's his shita. Rebbe Matir B'yud Gimel. Rebbe says he could put up to 13, and it still wouldn't be a problem of sandal hamasumer, because you're doing it to balance out the sandal. You're not doing it to be mechazek. So Bishlam, Rabbi Chanina, according to Rabbi Chanina, who said that you can put up to seven, who the Amar Kerb Nasim. He can hold like Kerb Nasim, who said you can put seven by a shoe that's uneven. El Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kaman. But Rabbi Yochanan, who said you can only put up to five, who's he going to hold like? Because he was so machm, he said only five. And now we see sheets of 7 and 13. So who's he going to hold like? So the Gemara answers, Hu da'amar Rabbi Nahoroi. He can hold like the opinion of Rabbi Nahoroi. The Tanya, Rabbi Nahoroi Omer, Hey Mutter, Vesheva Asar. He says he can only put five, and seven is Asar. So Rabbi Yochanan, the Amora, has a Tana who to hold like. Amalei Eifa, L'Rabba Bar Barachana. Eifa, Rashi says he was a son of Rav Rechava from Pumpanisa. He was a Talmud Chacham. He said to Rabba Bar Barachana, Asun Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan, Avidu Rabbi Yochanan. You, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, you have to follow like Rabbi Yochanan. Ana neved Rabbi Chanina. We're going to hold like Rabbi Chanina. Boy minei Rav Huna Miravashi Chamesh Mahu. What about five? So Amale Afilu Zayin Mutter. Even seven's good. So Tes. What about nine? Amale Mai. What about nine? Amale Afilu Ches Aser. Even eight is no good. Meaning seven. So you see from here that they're always odd numbers. It's always going to be an even number in the front, an even number in the back, and one in the center. So it's, whatever number they have, it's always odd here. Fine. Boy minahi ratzaina mirebi ami. A certain shoemaker asked of ami, tafru mi bifnim mahu. What if you sew some leather on the inside of the sandal? What's the din then? Is it still usher from because of a sandal hamasumer? So amalei. So he said mutter. I heard from my rebbe it's mutter, but v'lo yadayin on my taima. But I don't know the reason why. I'm not sure why, but I had a Kabbalah that it's mutter. So Amar of Ashi, V'lo yada mar mar taima. He doesn't know why. Kivan de tafru mi bifnim. Since it's sewn, since you added leather on the inside, havile minel. It's now it has the status of a shoe. Right? B'sandal gazu be rabbanon. The only what goes are a sandal, because that's the only, that was what was in the cave. They didn't extend it. V'mina lo gazru be rabbanon. With a shoe, they did not be gozer. So if you want to wear the spikes on Shabbos, putting aside other issues of Shabbos, but regarding this issue, it's not a problem. Because they only offered sandals. Bar min erev ava bar zavda, mir rebi abba bar avina, asur kemin kalbus mahu. What if you make it like a kalbus? A kalbus is the picture on the side on the Gullion HaShas, which says kazeh, looks like the letter C. So so Rashi explained, somehow you stuck those into the shoe. It's one piece of metal that has two ends. So is that also a problem of a sandal hamasumer? It's not like they had it in inside the cave. So amalei mutter, it's mutter again. It's mutter. Why? Because they're only limiting it to what was in the cave. Itmar nami amr biyosi bar chanina. Aso kumin kalbis. If somebody made it like a kalbis, mutter, it's not a problem. Amr of Sheshes. If Sheshes says another din, chifuhu kulo bimismaros. If you fill up the entire bottom of the shoe, from top to bottom, from head to toe, from toe to heel, all with nails, kidei shlo tehekarka ochloso, so that the bottom of the shoe, the wooden part of the bottom of the sandal, should not wear out. That's why you're putting the nails in there. Then again, it's going to be mutter. Because again, that's not you didn't do that l'chazek, you did it for shmira. Tanya kavaseder of Sheshes, we have a brisa like of Sheshes. It's a long brisa, and the last part of the brisa is going to support what we just said. It says lo yetzir ish b'sandal hamasumer. A person can't go out with a sandal hamasumer. V'lo yitayel mibayis b'labayis. You can't even go from one house to another house. Afilu mimita lamita. Even from one bed to another bed in the same house, you can't wear them at all. Avol metalta l'noso l'chasos bois hakli. But you can use it to cover a kli, v'lismoch bo kari hamita, and you can use it as support for a bed, to hold up one of the legs of the bed. So you see here that even though it's asur to wear, it has the din of, let's say, of a kli shemalachto l'iser, and l'tzarach gufo, l'tzarach m'komo, you're allowed to move it. Rabbi Elazar ber Rabbi Shimon Oser, he asurs it, he asurs moving it at all, he doesn't want you to come to put it on. So you see from over here, this is what we brought up yesterday, you see from over here that the heter, I don't have to do more research about this, that the heter of Tzarech L'gufo, Tzarech L'komo can be contrived. Because you can put something more constructive to hold up a bed or to cover a kli. But you see here that they allowed it. But he, Rav Shimon asered because he was scared that Gzeira maybe will come to put it on. Nashru rov mimas barosav, if the majority of the nails fell out, then v'nishkayerbo dalet ohei, and four or five were left, mutter, then it's mutter. No longer has the status of a sandal hamashumer. Rebbe mater ad sheva. Rebbe mater that up to seven have to fall out. Have to still be there. Chifuhu ba'or milmata. If you attach leather to the bottom of the sandal, the kavalo matzmaros milmala, and you put nail on the top side, then mutter, it's mutter. That doesn't look like a sandal hamasumer at all. It's the reverse of a sandal hamasumer. That's mutter. Also, kumin kalbis. If you put it like a kalbis, like a one nail with two ends. Kumin tas, or you make the nail that has a little. It's not really a nail. It's more of a nail, but the head of the nail has a little metal sticking out on both sides. Kumin yesed, or like a spike. Oh, shechifuhu kulo b'mismaros. Here it is. Or you put the entire bottom of the sandal. You fill it up with nails. Kadesh al tehekaka achloso, so that the ground should not wear out the bottom of the sandal. Mutter, it's mutter. All these cases are mutter. So you see again, even if you use a different kind of nail, already the gzeir is off because it's different. So what do you see from here? So it's mutter. That brisa is supportive of Sheshes. But now the Gemara goes off to a side thing. Hagufa kasha. But the brisa itself is internally inconsistent. Amar, the first it said, Nashru rov mas merosav. That if the majority of them fell out, afal gafta nishtairu batuva. So let's say you have 20 nails and 10 fell out. So if you have 10 left, it's no longer a problem. But then, Bahadatani, then it says in the next line, Arba o Chamesh in. If you have four or five left, then it's good, but Tfei lo. But if you have more than that, it's no good. So if you have 20 and 11 fell out, then you have 9 left, it should be good. But then the next line says you have to have 4 or 5, has to be only 4 or 5 can remain, and not more than 4 or 5. So Amar of Shesh is low kasha, it's not a problem. Kan shenegamamu, that one is talking about where they were sanded, that where the nails got worn down to the point that they no longer have any spike, but you can still see that they're there. So then, I think then, Rashi says that that if it's nigmamu, but it's still recognizable that they once upon a time were there, then even if a lot are there, then it's not a problem, because you'll know that it's no longer a son of Hamashomer. Kan chinekru. But when did we require four or five to remain? That's where you pull them out by yourself. So if you pull them out, then we have to go back to what we said before. Why'd you pull them more out? You pulled more out because you didn't want it to be a Tanul HaMashomer. So then we go back to the rule we said above, that's four or five. We had five. He said five in that Shita. That's Lanoi. That's only for decoration. More than that would be a problem. That's how you get out of the Stira. Now, the Gemara had said, Arba Chamesh Mutter. So Hashta Chamesh, Shari, if five are good, Arba Mabaya. So why did the Brides have to tell me four? Certainly if four are still there, it's going to be good as well. Amr of Chista, Arba Misandal Katan, the Chamesh Misandal Gadol. No, so it depends what kind of sandal it is. If it's a very small one, then it will be four, and if it's a large one, it could even have five. Tosfos has this long Tosfos here, Hashta, discusses how we have many times in the Gemara throughout Shas, it'll say 40 or 50, or 3 or 4, and sometimes the Gemara asks, if you're telling me the larger, I automatically know the smaller, and sometimes the Gemara leaves it alone. So Tosfos has a rule. I think if it's counterintuitive, then the Gemara will ask, and if not, it's a very, very interesting. Okay. The Rebbe Mater Ad Sheva, and Rebbe had said in this brisa here that if they fell out, you could even have seven remaining. So the Gemara says, V'atani Rebbe Mater Ad Shloshes Rei. But Rebbe had said above that you could have 13 remaining, and it's not a problem. Tanul HaMashomer. And here he says seven. So the Gemara says, no, Tashini. No. When Rebbe said 13, that was talking about an uneven shoe. By an uneven shoe, the reason he's putting them in is totally different. Then he allows up to 13. But if they fell out, he would say you'd only have to have up to 7. Because more than that, it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, Hashu da'asas lahachi. Now that you're telling me that if it's an uneven shoe, the rules are even more lenient, they're even more different, then L'Rabbi Yochanan nami lo kasha. We had a kasha before, the Rabbi Yochanan said 5. We then brought down a brisa of an uneven shoe, and we said, one said 7, one said 13, and what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do? And we came up with Rabbi Nahoroi, who also said 5. But now that you're telling me it sounds a lot, that note is different, I don't need Rabbi Nahoroi. Note is shiny, note is different. If it's uneven, it's different. Amr of Masna, Amr Le, Amr of Rav Achtavoy, Bar Masna, Amr of Masna, Ein Halacha Kerbalazza Berb Shimon. The Halacha does not follow like Rabbalazza Berb Shimon, who held that a Sandal HaMasumer is Muktzah. You can't do anything with it. So the Gemara asks, Pshita, it's Pasha that we don't hold like him, Halacha V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. When the Halacha follows, we have a Machlokas, Halacha V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. So the Gemara says, no, Mahu Detema, I would think that Mistabra, Taimed, Rabbi Elazar Berb Shimon, Baha. That merely, if you think about it, Rabbi Elazar Berb Shimon makes sense. If you can't even wear the Tanul HaMashomer in your house, you can't even wear it from one bed to another bed, so then maybe you shouldn't touch it, because you come to put it on. So you shouldn't touch it at all. So he makes more sense. He's more mistaber. So maybe since he's more mistaber, I would say that he's right. But Kamash Malan, therefore we don't hold like him. And that's why we have to go out of our way to tell us that we don't hold like him. Omer of Chia, Ilav de Karili Bavloi Shari Asiri, if not for the fact that they call me the Bavloi who always matters Isurim, because I'm so makel, if not for the fact that they call me that, Sharina Beituva, I would be makel even more, even having more nails in the shoe, that in the sandal, it shouldn't be a problem. I would even be more makel. The Kama, and how makel would he be? Bepumpadisa, in Pumpadisa, Omrin Esrin Viarba. In Pumpadisa, he would have allowed 24. Besura, Omrin Esrin Vitartin. And in Surah, they heard that he allowed 22. The Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, V'simarach, if you want to remember where he said what, where he was heard to say what, Ad Asa, this is the phrase, Ad asam in Pumpadisa la Sura, when he came from Pumpadisa to Sura, Chaser Tarti, he lost two. Meaning, Rashi says that when he walks from Pumpadisa to Sura, so in Pumpadisa he had said 24, in Sura he said 22, and on the way he lost two. It makes sense, because as you're walking, you tend to wear out, and you lose two. And Rashi says something fascinating. He says, Lasura Chaser, the last Rashi in the line, Doma Eitzel Doma. That the word Chaser and the word Surah are similar words to each other, because they both have a Samach and a Resh. So you could remember that from Surah it was Chaser. And we'll stop here, and then tomorrow we're going to go into the all about the foot with a Makkah, and the entire Amid base is a very difficult Amid all about Kameos.